It was good. It was real fun. Wasn't the outcome that I wanted, but at the end of the day, very, very, very fun event. No, a wise man once told me if you give it power, then you believe in it. But at the end of the day, I didn't win it, so we don't have nothing to worry about. So, right.
Bring us up to speed, just kind of where you are. I know last week you did some underwater treadmill. Where are you? Where are you now?
Physically, I'm coming along fine. I think I'm on pace to be right where I'm expected to be. Mentally, I'm bored. Watching film, going over those things, it becomes monotonous, but I know it's making me better. I understand that, and the point of that I'm at in my career, it's not about ramming or, trying to do as much as I can. It's about, taking a smart look and saying, sitting back and saying, how can I become better than I was last year? But 6 or 7 weeks of the same thing, watching game film after game film, making the right corrections and helping those guys out in practice, you kind of feel obligated that, man, I wish I could be out there. But it's coming along fine. This team is meshing the right way, especially in our room. We have, Blanchard, Webb and Anderson in there. We all get along fine, and it's a team approach, and we're getting each other better.
Cam, Ron had said at some point, he said there's a possibility you could be ready for the mandatory minicamp next week. Do you think you'll be ready?
I hope. It's a day-to-day process that, I'm not taking no days for granted. This day was a full rehab day. I didn't even get a chance to go out. But yet, I'm feeling even more motivated or confident that when the time that I say it, I'm ready to go, it won't be no setbacks. It'll be 100%.
With that in mind, would it make more sense for you just to target Spartanburg and be on the side again next week?
Whichever way that my body tells me when it's ready, I'm ready to go. As well as I have to take my opinions from coaching staff as well as the head trainer, Ron Vermillion. As long as he feels like I'm ready, I'm ready. If I feel like I'm ready, I'm ready. I mean, nobody knows my body better than I do. And if some days I wake up and I'm like, okay, I'm 100%. And as I'm walking to work, I hit one stone and it twists the wrong way. And then you're always reminded, humbly reminded that, oh my God, it hurts. So, it's always something that reminds you that you're still not 100%, but that's even the added juice to keep going, is the push to say, I need to get back as soon as possible.
Doctors telling you?
I haven't really seen no doctors. I've just been with Ryan, with the constant rehab each and every day, ice stem, doing the things that can strengthen my ligaments, strengthen my muscles back. And with that, it's been, like I say, over and over and over again, doing the same things. But especially a person like me, becomes very bored, and it has to happen, though. It has to happen, and I want to do it.
You cut weight last offseason, I remember. Has it been hard to kind of maintain, any kind of conditioning while you're doing?
Surprisingly, I'm the same weight. Just because I'm not actually running, mentally I'm thinking like I'm not doing nothing. But I've been getting great work with the weight and strength coaches. Coach House has a great program for me, with Ben Gucci, being right along with prepping me and understanding what I can and can't do. And they've all been a part of the rehabilitation process, and, making this process come along as fine as possible. I'm excited. The elephant in the room has already been stated. Those guys have already accepted the challenge. You don't need to go in there and tell those guys, hey, you're projected the sorriest, receiver in the NFL. Like, we already know. But with that, those guys got that fire in their eyes. I would rather for those guys to be like that, understanding, knowing, and for them to go out there and bust their tails like they have been doing. It's kind of like a slap in not only their faces, but my face as well. It's expected. The things that's been said, the things that, reports, who cares? because at the end of the day, we will be ready to play football and Carolina Panther football. Hard-nosed, and everybody's going to have to do their job. This is something that is not new. This is something that was expected last year. This is something that was expected the year before that, 5 years before that, 10 years before that. At the end of the day, when you look around those 11 specific positions, everybody has to do their job. And I have no doubt in my mind, come game time, everyone will be on the same page with doing their rightful obligation.
Than last year's?
Say it one more time.
I think this group of receivers are better than last year.
I don't go as far as to say this receiver group is better. I think at some type of point is these guys are motivated. Not saying that Steve, not saying that Brandon, not saying that Ted or Dom was not motivated. I feel as if when last year they didn't have the circumstances that they have this year. You know, they weren't saying that, you know, the receiving group was challenging this and that. And they weren't even new. You know, not only they may have said things last year, but we had already had a relationship. The thing that they're saying this year is utmost disrespect, kind of. You know, as a player, you've been playing this game for so long, you're a competitor. And for you to hear some things that said, it's actually as if, you know, you're getting picked up from the street and saying, hey, you want to play receiver? But we accept the challenge. We have fun with it. That's our chip on our shoulder. That's the Panther way, I feel like. You know, not having, you know, the silver spoon in our mouth to say, oh, we're giving everything. We've earned every single thing that we've got, and we're going to continuously to show it. But we're not going to say or keep continuously saying, what are we doing, or this is our approach. You know, we're just going to prove it. And for me, I'm boredly watching on the sideline, extremely excited to get back there on the field to work with my receiving core, my tight ends, my running backs, my line. It puts a great deal of excitement on me to say, all right, well, these guys want it. Not saying that the guys before here didn't want it, but it's just like, well, for something to go on for so long and you realize, like, okay, all right, I like that. I can work with that. We all can work with it. We're getting better. You know, you're going to push me, I'm going to push you. And that's what it's all about.
One of the guys from last year, Brandon LaFell, yesterday, over the weekend, came out and said that the Patriots work a little harder than you guys. Seems like you're familiar with these comments. What was your reaction to it, and how hard do you think you guys work?
That's Brandon. I mean, I didn't take, you know, I didn't feel a certain type of way with that. I mean, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. What, you want me to go tweet, call him or text him? I mean, if that's how Brandon feels, that's how Brandon feels. And at the end of the day, I'm extremely happy for Brandon to get the opportunity to, you know, support his family, right? But at the end of the day, Brandon's not with the Carolina Panthers no more. We're friends, but when it comes time for us to play them, you know, we'll have to see. You know, he's my opponent now. I have the utmost respect for him. And, you know, if that's how I feel, that's how I feel. I will always say I beg to differ. But that's just me talking. And like I said, I'm not going to get in no piss rant with saying, well, you say that, I'm going to say this. I feel as if the Carolina Panther way is we don't do too much talking. You know, we have to prove it. We have plenty of fish in the sea that we're trying to, you know, get and reap from. So, you know, we don't have time to, you know, do those things. We are trying to get better each and every day.
Yeah, a concern at all. The guys that are protecting your blind side really haven't played left tackle in the NFL.
Right.
I mean, the two guys, Byron's a right tackle. Mm-hmm. Nate's been a defensive tackle. I mean, two guys that really haven't played left tackle. Is that a concern to you?
Come game time, it's no doubt in my mind that every single person will be ready to go. That's what OTAs is meant for. That's what mini camps is designed for, to get these guys prepared, to get myself prepared, so we all can be better. So whenever that ball is snapped, you know, I have full confidence in Nate Chandler. I have full confidence in Byron Bell that those guys will get the job done. I have full, measures for all my receivers, from Taquan to Javante, as I call him, Jayco, Benji, everybody, you know, even with Burson, everybody has an opportunity to do something great. And why, how foolish of us for that opportunity to slip right through our hands without us making the most of it.
Cam, obviously you're friends with Colin Kaepernick. He just got paid pretty well recently. What was your reaction to his contract, and with anything potentially that could come up with you, how do you feel that affects you?
Two different people, two different organizations. Like I said, I wish Colin the best. I actually texted him and reached out and told him, you know, he deserved it. For a person to do what he's done in this league up to this point, he deserves to get paid. And, you know, for me, that's the last thing that's on my mind. First thing is trying to get little Anky, you know, right. I'm not worried about no money. I'm not worried about, you know, things that I can't control. You know, for me right now, it's trying to become 100%, and that's where I'm at with that.
About two different organizations. So when you say two different organizations, what do you mean? Because there are reports out there that your side is upset that or terrified that that kind of money and all that. What do you say to that?
I'm terrified. Nobody's terrified. I'm not terrified of nothing. You know, my job is to be 100% and get my body as 100% as possible. If those reports are said, I'm not worried about anything. I'm excited about, you know, what Colin Kaepernick has done because he's a friend of mine. Even with, you know, like I say, two different organizations, those circumstances are different for the 49ers than it is for the Carolina Panthers. Different management and, you know, different situations. So, you know, for me, being a Carolina Panther quarterback, it's my obligation to be 100%. No limping, no gimping, no grimacing or nothing come time for me to be on that practice field.
Yeah. Why was it important for you to reach out to Kelvin, invite him down for the lake weekend, and what did you learn about him during that weekend?
It wasn't important for me. It's something that had – it's like the opportunity presented itself. You know, me and Benji has connected on ways that, you know, some good – you know, he always finds a way to mention Florida State, and that's the bad, you know. But other than that, man, I feel as if he's going to push me. I feel as he's not verbally, but it's taking my leadership, my role higher. Like here's a guy we drafted in the first round, and I don't have the luxury of, you know, having a veteran receiver supposedly to my left. Like, I had Steve for a long time who helped me out a lot. I had Brandon LaFell for a long time who understood and was in this offense the same bunch as me. You know, now I got a lot of guys that is new to this offense, so my leadership has to rise and I have to accept this challenge. So, you know, I'm embracing this role and it's making me better. You know, it's nothing for us to go get anything to eat. It's nothing for us to hang out and talk about life issues as well as on the field issues as well. And we're in here together. We're teammates now. But, you know, our relationship goes farther than the field. And that's very good for us. And we're going to continuously to keep getting better and building our relationship. But at the end of the day, you know, it's all about how can we mesh to be a better team, whether it's with Kelvin Benjamin, whether it was with any receiving core player, or with, you know, Nate Chandler or, you know, Byron Bell. My job is to be the best leader so that when I go in that huddle and look at everybody specifically, they have no doubt in their mind that Cam Newton is going to lead us down to get, you know, 6 points.